Churchill described the code breakers who worked at Bletchley Park during World War II as the geese that laid the golden eggs but never cackled. The secrets of the site remained hidden from public view for many years after the war. It has now been turned into a museum, though. But leading computer scientists from British universities have written to the Times today. They say that many of the huts where the code breaking occurred are in a terrible state of disrepair. As a nation, we cannot allow this crucial and unique piece of British and world heritage to be neglected in this way. They're calling for government support for the site, which is currently run on a charitable basis. Our technology correspondent, Rory Kethlin-Jones, went to Bletchley Park to see what state it's in.
On the outskirts of Milton Keynes stands what looks like a nondescript collection of rather ugly buildings dating from the 1940s onwards. It could be any industrial estate fallen on hard times. But this is a site of great historic importance.
Bletchley Park was most secret. There were up to 9,000 people who worked on the site. Almost no one outside knew what they were doing.
Inside one of the buildings on the sprawling Bletchley Park site, an exhibition explains how this place became the location for thousands to work at breaking German codes during World War II.
German military radio traffic was all very efficiently enciphered.
It's a site which tells the story not only of a secret war, but of the beginnings of the computer age. But outside, it's in a sorry state of disrepair.
A pitiful sight, really. Several huts that look old, in disrepair, paint peeling off, a tarpaulin over the end of one of the huts that's nailed on. A very sorry state.
Dr. Sue Black describes the scene at Bletchley Park. A computer scientist at the University of Westminster, she is shocked by what she has seen here on recent visits.
I feel embarrassed to be British. Why are we not looking after this place? If it was in another country, it wouldn't look like this. What's wrong with us? We should be collectively embarrassed as a nation.
So strongly did Dr. Black feel that she contacted the leading computer scientists at major British universities. Around 100 of them have signed a letter to the Times calling for Bletchley Park to get the same kind of government support given to institutions like the Imperial War Museum. The site was saved from redevelopment in the early 1990s, but it now survives through the dedicated work of volunteers and through charitable donations.
Bletchley Park is undoubtedly one of the most important sites of World War II. Historians agree that the war was shortened by some 2 years as a result of the work here.
Simon Greenish, the director of the Bletchley Park Trust, is proud of the work that's being done here, but admits it's a struggle without government funding.
People are astonished that we don't have support from government. I think the lottery was going to help us with our capital development, but at the moment we're not part of any national museum structure.
How much money do you need every year just to stop it falling further into decay?
£200,000 to £300,000 a year just to try and keep ahead of the deterioration in the buildings would be a start.
Well, the Bletchley Park Museum is still quite hard to find. It's attracting a growing number of visitors. They've noticed the ramshackle state of much of the site.
Well, it looks a bit of a shambles, actually. You know, you really feel that money should be spent, because if it hadn't been for this, the war would have gone on a bit longer and more people would have been killed.
I think it looks very tired, and it's a shame, really, because it's very interesting. We both found it very interesting, haven't we? But it's just scruffy.
It was at Bletchley that Colossus, the world's first programmable electronic computer, was built to read encrypted German messages. It's recently been restored, and the site also houses a museum of computing. For Dr. Sue Black, it's another reason why this place needs to be preserved.
I think everybody in computing that knows about Bletchley Park wants it to be looked after properly so that it's here for us to understand what went on here and for our children. The state of it at the moment, it's not going to be here when I retire.
So secret was the work done at Bletchley Park during the war that it was only decades later that its story began to be told. Now its supporters believe that future generations may not get the chance to hear about the place that helped shape their country's future.
Rory Kethlin-Jones reporting.